Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
My cup of tea, if we're talking this, the top tier of tiers, because of it, some of the things you said, the, you know, some of the passing stuff, and, you know, I don't put all the blame on him for the Ravens not getting to a certain level in the postseason, but obviously this is a game we all play. The quarterback gets the praise and gets some of the, you know, more of the blame. But, you know, this is where the Jade needs to do it for more. It's hard to say Lamar, guy that's won, what, multiple MVPs, could have arguably won more, you know. That's my only thing. It is the totality of Lamar's career versus one of Jaden. I can't
understand
yet, but I get
understood.
It.
And not to mention that last year was actually the best year of his career, and he didn't win the MVP.
Right.
And so, you know, at 26 or 27 years old, I mean, he may be ascending, you know. I'm looking at it right now. 41 touchdowns, 4 picks last year for Lamar Jackson. He was sensational last year. Easily his best season last year. All right, you in The Athletic wrote a story yesterday and titled, "What Commander's Offseason Program," meaning mini camps and OTA days, etc., "taught us about each position group." Which of the position groups did you get taught the most about?
Oh, good question. I mean, I ranked them in terms of intrigue as opposed to just going quarterback, running back, receiver. That's not the exact same question that you're asking. I mean, you know, again, just the preface of, we don't really learn about the football so much at these things. It's more of just, who are the personnel? How do we think the group is going to look? You know, who are the players, et cetera. I feel, folks, for me, probably cornerback to your answer. I mean, I'm giving Marshon Lattimore a lot of credit here based on a couple of days of practice. You know, he skipped OTAs, but the fact that he showed up healthy, and, you know, June is not September or October, but he, you know, showed up healthy. He spoke in humble tones about how his year went last year. He didn't say it was all good. And he's like, no, I played timid. I watched the tape. Right. I didn't like how I was moving. So to me, I think those are positives. Then you combine it with, you know, Trey Amos, you know, again, rookie cornerback, has not, you know, nothing's happened yet, but he passed this early test and did it with, you know, flying colors. I would say he looks the part. He brings the size, the speed, you know, the coverage ability on the perimeter. If those two guys are able to be available and healthy, and Amos is able to transition and play well as a rookie, and Lattimore, you know, whether he's a Pro Bowler or not, he's, you know, gives him a viable option, that is going to be huge. Again, you compare it to where this cornerback room was last year, and it is night and day difference just based on those two guys alone, let alone Mikey Sanders still continuing to develop. Jonathan Jones, I think, is going to give them a more stable veteran presence than Mike Davis did last year, who was, you know, out of the rotation after week two. So I feel like that's a group where I can see the difference the most, and it makes me feel more comfortable about that group than I was, at least before we saw that Lattimore was, you know, healthy now. And, that, and you know, again, we'll see in September, but at least now he passed those tests.
You know, you and I have talked about this a lot. I've talked about it on the show. This is the time of year where, you know, it's really hard to sort of decipher anything of substance. With that said, you're out there, you talk to people. Among the new arrivals, draft picks, trade player, you traded four players, you know, undrafted free agents, etc., who do you think among the new faces, which we tend to spend more time talking about this time of year than the returning faces, who do you think that they are legitimately excited about? And I would say, like, beyond Laremy Tunsil, because of course they're excited about Laremy Tunsil. Is there somebody among the new rookies, undrafteds, that you think, man, they're high on this guy? We got to watch him in training camp.
Well, I mean, I might have said Trey Amos if I hadn't already just gone down
right
that road with him. Look, I mean, if I say excited, you know, I don't know that it, not saying that it means that they think that he solves all their problems, but I, you know, I think you just have to point to Deebo Samuel and, you know, I mean, what he represents, what he has done in his career at times, not every season, but at times, is exactly what this team needs. He's a yards after the catch monster. He gives them, you know, a legitimate playmaking option, assuming he's healthy, assuming he's, you know, in good physical condition and all those things. And not, you know, not that guys like De'Ami Brown and Zaccheaus or Jamison Crowder or whatever didn't give you some of that last year, but they just simply didn't have enough explosive playmaking on this team last year. And, you know, the fact that he can take some snaps out of the backfield, you know, again, this is the yeah. conversation that was going on the last week or so about, you know, what kind of shape is he in? I just think his frame is more of a running back almost than a receiver, and I maybe that's throwing people, but, you know, who knows? Anyway, so, yeah, I just think, like, what he represents is just so important. And now, you know, again, like I sort of said with Lattimore, so June is not the same as September or October, so we'll have to see what he looks like once the season starts, and then how he progresses over the course of the year. He's not missed tons of games, but he has missed some games most seasons. So I just think he is such a potential difference maker. And again, I'm assuming Terry will be back eventually here with his contract situation. You know, it seems like reading the tea leaves that Noah Brown avoided a serious injury. So you put all that together, and I just think that Deebo is what's unique and different and could be such a massive threat for Cliff Kingsbury. So I think the possibility of him is probably what would be the most exciting.
All right, so let's go to the players that are returning, but, you know, we're not significant contributors, you know, then the Jordan McGees, the Luke McCaffreys, etc. Is there a returning player that you think they're excited about and they believe could have, for the lack of a better description, a breakout year two or year three or four if it's an older player?
Yeah, well, you mentioned Jordan McGee. I'll go there. You know, I think, you know, in playing back some of the reading back some of the transcripts that, you know, over the last few weeks, you know, Joe Witt Jr. talked about Jordan McGee. And obviously, you know, fifth-round pick, a guy that the whole organization really was behind, you know, athletic linebacker, all these things. But then, of course, he gets hurt, you know, before the season even starts, and it just never – he never quite got back into any kind of rhythm, and, you know, they had to move on in terms of the game planning for the season. But Joe Witt talked about, hey, we had a package ready for him with when facing two tight ends or three tight ends. And it sounds like, you know, they're – thinking, hey, we could go, if we go with more 4-3 looks than we did last year when we led the league with over in nickel packages or nickel usage over 80% of the time,
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Only at True North stores. New True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
That's going to help us against the run. I mean, you know, bottom line, if the other team has, you know, multiple tight ends on the field, they're going to be bigger bodies. And now we can put a bigger body out there who's athletic and can make plays, we think, rather than a safety or a corner. Well, that's a much, you know, better deal. So we've talked so much about the defensive line and they've gotten bigger and you know, all that. But potentially having a third linebacker, again, I don't think they're suddenly going to become a 4-3 team all the time, but just when the opportunity makes sense to do it, now they have somebody they can go to, where last year they just really didn't. They just would use Jeremy Chinn more in that role, or, you know, another defensive back. And now I think with McGee, I think they believe they have somebody that they can use. And, you know, there's also the longer term stuff, you know, is he eventually could, you know, replace Bobby Wagner, and, you know, time will tell. But yeah, I think for this year, that aspect I think is pretty interesting, and it's almost Jordan McGee centric, right? I mean, I don't know about Kay Medrano yet or Dominic Hampton, but Jordan McGee feels like he could be that guy that specifically helps them against the run, against tight ends in these 4-3 looks.
All right. No news on Terry. I mean, do you have a hunch as to when this will happen? I mean, it was June 28th in 2022. Totally different regime. Does it get done before camp?
I'm staying with that. I mean, I don't have any reason to think otherwise. It just makes, it just seems like ultimately it gets done unless, you know, whatever the disagreement is, whether it's age or specific money or you know, terms or what have you, I just think it just makes too much sense for all involved to get this done. But, you know, like you said, this is a new regime, and I do think this is a unique opportunity for us to get a look into how Adam Peters is going to run the front office in contract matters. You know, we don't have a feel. Sam Cosmi's deal last year kind of came out of nowhere, and no offense to Sam Cosmi, but he's not Terry McLaurin, you know, and This is a different deal. So I'm sure the player rightly thinks, hey, look at all I have done, not just last year, but the last few years. I should be getting rewarded handsomely, and the team might be going, we totally get it, but at the same time, you're going to be 30 next year, and we did pretty good last year. I think we've got a lot of on our side. We can always you've got one more year in your deal, we can always tag you if we want after that, and we've got a lot of momentum, and Adam, we believe, is the, you know, mantra. So I think that'll be an interesting to see how this unfolds. But I'm wake me up if he doesn't sign by training camp, then I think it's okay to get nervous.
I mean, I've gotten this. I bet you've gotten this on social media. If Adam Peters doesn't get a deal done with Terry, I'm out. I'm like, you're out, really? Because they don't get a deal done with Terry and he plays the final year of his deal after they won 14 games last year and got to the NFC Championship game. I mean, that reaction is crazy. This has always been from the very beginning. And at some point, I don't know if we'll ever learn how this negotiation went, but it's a very unique situation. You got a guy heading into his 30s who probably wants top tier money. But then you get into the debate of not only is he heading into his 30s, but where is he really you know, among the best receivers in the game. I just went through the Pete Prisco top 100 list. For what it's worth, I would put Terry right around 10, plus or minus 2. He had him as 12th. 81st best player, 12th best receiver. And, you know, it's not what Terry and his agent are probably fighting for. But I can't believe that anybody would be out. On one hand, it's just, you know, let AP cook. And then on the other hand, I'm done with him if he doesn't get a deal done with Terry. I think he'll get a deal done with Terry. And I think it'll be somewhere around $30 million a year, you know, for a couple of years with a lot of, you know, guaranteed money for what they hope he brings to the table. Last one, and I got to roll. Who do you like Sunday night?
I had the Pacers in 6 going into it. I think that the Pacers have made all the people who said OKC in 5 look like morons, because it never made any sense to me that
yeah.
I didn't buy, because they were just young, and the Pacers are, I think, grittier than people perceived. You would logically think the Thunder are going to win here because it's at home and all that. I'm going to stay with the Pacers. I've just been super impressed. And let me see. I mean, the Thunder, it's one thing to lose in game 6. That's fine. But, like, to get destroyed like that and look so discombobulated, that to me is a sign of, you know, immaturity, not being ready for the biggest stage. And that's, I'm not going to forget that. And the Pacers have been the team that have come back on everybody this whole time. So I'll go Indiana. It's not likely. History says it's not going to happen. But I'll go the Pacers.
Yeah, I said the same thing. I said that was an immature performance last night. By the way, led by the MVP, who was horrendous last night. And at the same time, it should be alarming, because I think anything can happen on Sunday night. All right, thanks for doing this. I'll talk to you.
Yeah, see ya.
Logan Paulson next. Kevin Sheehan Show, the Team 980 and the Team980.com.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North convenience stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North convenience stores, fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and 4 blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.